Wanderlust. That is the name of Apple's latest event. So today, I'm recording this episode on September 13th, 2023. Yesterday, Apple had an event on September the 12th. I had to really just take a step back, take a seat, and collect my thoughts on one of the most mediocre, mid, and kind of disgusting events that I saw from Apple. And I'm going to break all of this down. Needless to say, I'm going to give you some cliff notes. Let's get the cliff notes out of the way. If you have an older device, say iPhones 12 and back, I would say that any of these devices will be a solid upgrade. Let's just talk about it. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, guys, I'm pretty excited. Let's talk about it. So first and foremost, the world is like the technology world really wakes up whenever we have a keynote of any type, whether it's Google, whether it's Samsung, and especially when it's Apple. Apple laid the groundwork, starting with Steve Jobs, on showmanship and great keynotes. This keynote wasn't that great, but that's for a later discussion. So first off, let's start off with the two things that Apple really talked about in this keynote. First off, starting off with Series 9, Apple Watch Series 9. It's going to be available on September 22nd, starting off at $399. So this guy's basically the same on the outside as the Series 8, but we have a new S9 system in a package, which is supposed to be 30% faster than the previous S8. Of course, one outward change is that it's going to come in a new pink color. We're going to have Siri Direct on the device alongside giving dictation, being 25% faster. We're going to have ultra wideband support on this guy. The display is going to go up to 2000 nits of brightness, which is two times that of the Apple Watch Series 8. And then we're going to get some new fine woven bands, which are made from recycled materials and just overall better for the environment. And heck, they look pretty cool as well. So now let's talk about pretty much the new feature that the S9 supports, quote unquote. I feel like they could have made the S8 support this, but this is a new feature called Double Tap, where you double tap your thumb and index finger, and it can help perform certain accessibility options and just let you get a kind of a different foray into the operating system. So say someone's calling you, double tap. Want to hang up that call? Double tap. And lots of other options. Now, we do also have updates to Apple Watch Ultra 2. This guy is going to go up to 3,000 nits. You're going to have an upgraded ambient night mode. And some of this pretty cool for me, but I don't have an Apple Watch Ultra and I don't plan on getting one. You can connect third-party Bluetooth devices. So I'm smiling ear to ear right here. Picture yourself with your cycling computer. And with the cycling computer, typically you have a heart rate monitor. You're going to have a sensor on your crank so that you can know how many rotations you're getting in. Like how are you really pedaling out here, and how is that heart rate? You can connect those to Apple Watch Ultra 2. That's pretty freaking cool. That is pretty freaking cool. But that's pretty much it in the Apple Watch details. Moving on. Oh yeah, we're hopping into it quick because we got to give some feedback of the entire event. iPhone 15. So starting off at $799, 128 gigabytes, and iPhones 15 Plus starting at $899. So here's the thing. It's brighter than the iPhone 14 at 2000 nits. it's also snatching that dynamic island from the iPhone 14's Pro and Pro Max. This is great because honestly, I'm very happy and I'm honestly a little bit surprised that these features made it to the regular iPhone that fast. I thought that Apple would have at least waited 2 or 3 years because, you know, they tend to drag things out longer than they should. But no, iPhones 15 and 15 Plus, you get a dynamic island and you get a dynamic island and you get a dynamic island. I'm excited as heck. So what is this going to give iPhone 15 users? Live activities, so music, Uber, podcasts, and more. All this stuff is going to pop up, and the animation, it's really a joy to see the animation, and it's really making you feel as if you're utilizing every ounce of screen that Apple is giving you. Next up, this thing is powered by the A16 Bionic chip. Sound familiar? It's in the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max from last year. So, of course, you're going to get 6 gigs of RAM. You're getting an updated dual camera system with the 48 megapixel main camera from the iPhone 14 Pro, noticing a trend here. And then you're going to be able to get new roadside assistance via satellite. And, of course, the other satellite features. And then last but not least, USB Type-C connector, only because you're docked at USB 2.0 speeds. Pathetic. But apparently the new A17 Pro Bionic chip gives you a few extra oomph for your USB Type-C, but Apple, honestly, it's no reason that you should be still rocking with USB 2.0 speeds in 2023. That is pathetic. Honestly, it doesn't make any sense. This is one of those things that Apple does that makes you really just scratch your head, because you could have done better. We're already paying $800 to $900 for this thing. You can put a better USB-C controller on this chip? Well, obviously they can't, because the A16 Bionic has been from last year, which does not necessarily have USB Type-C support. But then again, why not? Apple made a choice here. They made a choice to gimp the USB Type-C port on iPhone 15. Just call a spade a spade. Moving on, iPhone 15 Pro releasing on September 22nd, just like iPhones 15. So for the 15 Pro, you're going to spend $999. And oh, we get that price bump. $1,199 for the 15 Pro Max. So the A17 Pro Bionic chip is going to introduce ray tracing for gaming. So like, this is going to give you better lighting effects and just better on-screen visual details. And of course, this is on Apple's new 3-nanometer architecture. So therefore, this CPU versus last year's A16 Bionic is 10% faster. 2% faster neural engine, and a GPU that is 20% faster than last year's model. Also, 8 gigs of RAM. So the big deal about the iPhone 15 Pro, well, one of the big deals, is that this guy is going to be space-grade aluminum. Correction, space-grade titanium. And it looks cool. It looks freaking cool. You're going to have contoured edges and a brushed texture. And next, we're going to get updates to the camera system. First and foremost, you're getting a new telephoto periscope lens, which is going to allow for up to 5x zoom, but that is only available on the Pro Max model. The other cameras are the same. However, they default to 24 megapixels for a picture. So last year, we had the same 48 megapixel cameras. Of course, you get plopped out a 12 megapixel image. This year they're doubling that. Now we get USB-C again, so USB-C across the board, but on the Pro models you get the USB 3.0 speeds, so blazing fast transfer speeds. So here's one thing. When is the last time that you plugged your phone into anything other than having the desire to charge it. Think about it. Think about it. Here's an admission. I have never plugged my iPhone into a computer. If my iPhone gets plugged in, which it gets plugged in on pretty much a day-to-day basis, it's because I'm using CarPlay, people. And just FYI, I don't like wireless CarPlay. I don't like Bluetooth. Mm-mm-mm. That ain't right. I ain't messing with it. Because so many things can go wrong when things are not wired up. I don't want to deal with that. But needless to say, even at nighttime, when I get ready to lay my head on my pillow, I'm going to prop my phone on a Qi charger. It's not going to be plugged in. So I ask you, and I challenge you to ask yourself, when is the last time you plugged in your phone to do a data transfer? And this isn't me saying that the USB 3 speeds don't matter, but for most people, they will not. But then again, you still should have put the better connector on the lower priced phone. It doesn't make any sense. Next, we're getting a Thread radio. So everybody's heard about Thread. It's one of the new smart home architectures. Well, apparently iPhone 15 Pro is going to be able to operate as somewhat of a border router. They really didn't dive too much into this, but I am curious as to, from a power standpoint and a battery standpoint, how taxing is this going to be if iPhone is allowing other things to kind of mesh around it? I am really curious about that. We're also getting spatial video, which can be taken from this device, and it's only going to be able to be viewed on Apple's Vision Pro headset, and probably one of the biggest changes to the outside of the device. So iPhone has been iconic for having, you know, your power button, your volume up and down, and a mute switch. A mute switch. My mute switch is always flipped to mute. I don't even know what my ringtone sounds like. But now we're getting a new action button, which is taken from Apple Watch Ultra. This is pretty freaking cool. So, of course, the default is going to be to mute your device, but you can do so many other things with this. You can open your camera, you can open up various things within the operating system, you can even program the action button to a Siri shortcut. So I actually use an accessibility touch point to do various things. So it's like I kind of have an action button on the screen, but it's on screen. You know, sometimes you want to be able to do something a little bit different. So this, having it out of the way, is pretty freaking cool. So that's basically it, guys. The iPhone 15 event in a nutshell. We got a new Apple Watch. We got a new Apple Watch Ultra. We got iPhone 15, 15 Plus, iPhone 15 Pro, and iPhone 15 Pro Max. Pretty solid, but let me break it down with one more thing. Apple style. All right, so let's kind of dive into some overview, kind of like how I'm feeling about the event. For the most part, I'm just going to come out and say it. I think this was Apple's worst keynote. I've seen various videos. I've seen an individual actually say that all of this could have been wrapped in a press release. And, you know, for the watch, yeah, Apple Watch Series 9, Apple Watch Ultra 2, that could have been a presser. You know, we didn't necessarily need the video, the heavily produced this and that for those, and telling the story of why we need this and that. iPhones 15 and 15 Pro, I'm on the fence, but I really don't think that the updates are that massive. Now, some YouTubers, some of which I really, really like, are going to play as if they are. I don't necessarily believe that. If you have an iPhone 14 or an iPhone 14 Pro, Don't upgrade your phones, people. Don't upgrade your phones. You don't need the latest thing. Now, I will say, if you have iPhone 12 and below and you're looking for an upgrade, iPhone 15 would be perfect. If you have iPhone 12 Pro or Pro Max and you're looking for an upgrade, iPhone 15 Pro or Pro Max will be absolutely perfect. Heck, even if you have a device from 2 years ago and you're itching for that upgrade, go for it. But if you have last year's device or the current device, because these devices are not actually out now, I think you're good to go with your phone for another couple of years. But I do want to talk about Apple. One thing that they are really proud of, which you should have been able to tell from the stupid film that they had, is their carbon neutrality. So you're probably asking yourself, Dexter, what is carbon neutrality? First and foremost, let's just take a quote from CNET. Achieving carbon neutrality means that your carbon dioxide output has a net neutral impact on the environment, and it can help stem the effects of climate change. Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide increase average temperatures worldwide, which in turn contribute to rising sea levels, changing weather patterns, and other factors associated with climate change, end quote. But you know, climate change isn't real at all. Yes, it is, you clowns that feel like it's not. It's 100% real. Just look at global temperatures and just track them. Numbers don't lie, folks. And here's the thing. Apple Watch is the first carbon neutral product that Apple has ever shipped. It's a milestone. So you can go check out the website for yourself, apple.com/environment. And on this page, it says, as our first carbon neutral product, Apple Watch marks a milestone in our plan to make all our products carbon neutral by 2030. We're cutting the majority of emissions through innovations in materials, clean electricity, and low carbon shipping. And we're investing in nature-based projects to offset the small amount that remains, because the earth won't wait. Neither will we. And you know what? That's very inspiring, because how many other tech companies do you see trying to be carbon neutral? You got Nvidia out here pushing chips on us. That's not carbon neutral. You've got everybody else pushing this and pushing that, making this and making that. They're not trying to be carbon neutral. But Apple, the biggest company on the face of the planet, they could buy up everybody else that I just mentioned. They're doing that. And at the same time, they're patting themselves on the back in a very disgusting and self-serving way. There is essentially a 10-minute diatribe in the middle of the keynote about the progress that they're making, and I almost vomited in my mouth. I absolutely hated Apple doing that, because I don't feel like they need to go on and on and on. Here's the thing. We know you're kicking butt, people. We know it, but you don't have to go on and on and on like that. To me, it was entirely way too self-serving. Apple is already a very self-serving company, let's be honest. And here's the thing. Oh, Dexter, you're supposed to say only good things about Apple. Dexter, you love Apple. Shut up! I can say what I want to say. And yes, I do like Apple. I'm recording this on an iPhone right now. Sitting in front of my Mac Mini. Sitting in front of my iPad with notes spread all over the place. Yes, I really do like the products that Apple make. But sometimes they act as if they're the only person and the smartest person in the room. And sometimes they act like they're the best person in the room. They're great at a lot of things, but that was just entirely way too self-serving. So overall, the event, if I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, it's going to be a 4. It's going to be a 4 out of 10, because nothing wowed me that much. I think that these devices are really, really, really good devices. Like, these are great iterative updates. Absolutely great. But lacking kind of any of that wow feature. I mean, I guess the biggest wow factor for me on iPhones 15 Pro and Pro Max are just going to be the new action button. Spatial video, I really don't care about that. Apple's Vision Pro, I don't see anybody except for YouTubers getting the freaking Vision Pro, because it's simply not an accessible device. So therefore, why are you even advertising spatial video? I think Apple really dropped the ball with USB 2.0 speeds on the regular iPhone 15. I think they could have bumped up that refresh rate on iPhone 15 up from 60 hertz. It's a few things they could have done with that, but they chose not to. So it is what it is. Overall, like I said, it's a miss event for me. I laid out the upgrade paths if that's something that you're looking to do. But yeah, definitely follow me on Mastodon. I'll put the social down in the doohickey. And share the podcast with a friend. I hope that you enjoyed this one. Whenever there's a keynote from like Apple or Google or Samsung, I really try to go longer than my usual 3 to 5 to 6 minutes. We sometimes go 15 or 20. We'll see how long this one is. But regardless, I hope that you enjoyed it. Maybe you was able to knock some junk out at work or enjoy your ride into work. All right, guys. Until next time, holler. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.